You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So over the weekend, I witnessed a wedding and then the little party that took place afterwards. I was out at some place having a cocktail, and next to it, they have this big wedding thing set up. Anyway, very happy couple. A good crowd turned out. I considered trying to crash the little reception.
Yeah. Just wander over there.
It's not like I was dressed poorly. I wasn't in a suit, but I wasn't also. I also wasn't dressed poorly. I was like,
you could
might be able to wander in and at least get a snack or something, or a piece of cake.
You should have. We had people crash our wedding. They showed up and started eating all the food, and we had to kick them out.
Yeah. Do you think people crashed mine? It was upstairs.
No.
It wasn't like there was a guard at the door.
No,
or anything.
I don't think so.
People could have. Oh well, probably not. Anyway. I was watching, and I'm wondering, like, what would you think is the worst job at a wedding?
Groom.
Besides groom.
probably the, like, guest book attendant. You know, they're taking the gifts, having people sign the guest book. You got to stand there for, like, 45 minutes.
I would have said that, and in years gone by, I have said that. Because I think that's
boring.
Not the most fun. Yeah. Okay. But let me throw out a possibility of another job at the wedding, and you tell me if you think it's worse.
Okay.
Watching the bride mingle, and the bride had a very long train, and it was one other woman's job to walk around holding the train up.
Train lady, yeah.
Train lady, while the bride was mingling. And I'm thinking, what a job, because basically you have to follow the bride around. You have to basically stand.
Was she
at
constantly
her butt.
fluffing and pulling it out?
Variety of things,
yeah.
And it was a long time doing it. I thought, you are staring at the butt of the bride for a long time, and it just seems so demeaning to me.
Maybe train lady was into that though. She's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Possibly. I just watched it and I thought, that must be the new worst job at a wedding. Well, not new. It's been around for a long time.
Sure.
But in my mind, it overtakes the having to stand there and oversee
the guest book.
Signing of the guest book.
Yeah, that's a pretty crappy gig. And what bride is still doing the gigantic train?
This one.
Yuck.
This one was.
That's so old school.
What do you do if the bride asks you to be train lady? Do you say, I'm not doing that? Or do you feel compelled that you have to be pressured into doing it?
You fake a lower back injury, or you make one up that, oh, a couple of years ago you were thrown from a horse, and now it's just really painful to bend over. You make something up and get out of it.
I can see doing the train going down the aisle. But then it should be detachable, right? So that after that, the bride can just party.
Or do that thing where you just do the dress exchange. You go and change into the party dress.
Sure.
You know, that gives you an opportunity to wear two dresses for the evening.
Or design a special type of train so that you just pull out on it slightly and then let go. And it's like a tape measure. It just... Or the cord on a vacuum cleaner that you can pull out and then let go, and it'll retract by itself.
I like that.
Yeah, we need a retractable bride's train.
I like that
so
a lot.
Somebody doesn't have to walk around and hold that thing.
Better yet, just elope and stop making us go to all these dumb weddings.
That's enough. Here's what I will say, because...
You self-centered monsters.
Because all the rest of us who were not at the wedding could actually see. It wasn't that far away. We could see the ceremony. And one thing they had going for them is, I'll bet the ceremony lasted 5 minutes. It was like, boom, one of the fastest you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then they were done and ready to party.